is in supervising the Zambian Vocal Group Academy of 300 students there. He has a project going now to create a medical school. If any of you want to invest something that will really make an immediate effect, which anything in the kingdom does, but about $20,000 will open the clinic. And it's in an area where there are no other medical treatments at all. I was there back in June, and it's something that would be a very good investment. So we received this brother today from a foreign country, long away. He just arrived on Friday. I think he's starting to sleep at night now. And so take your liberty, my brother, and it's so good to be with you and have you here to greet this conference.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Well, thank you for that introduction. I'm just a simple young man. Hallelujah. Now, before I preach, just want us to sing one simple song. If we can all stand up and wave our hands. It's just a No. It's just hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want us to sing just to lift up the name of God. It just goes hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I think we can do it much better now. And maybe we even amplify our voices. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. You may take your seats, please. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to Dr. Joe and Charlotte for inviting me to this great conference. Humbled, and I say thank you very much. I also say thank you to James. I know he's not here, but he's watching, for making it possible for me to be here. I also want to say thank you to all of you for praying for us. We've been going through some hard times, and thank you for your prayers. They have given us peace, even during the whole week after the attack on us. Thank you very much for every prayer you uttered before the Lord. It has made a great impact and a great difference in our lives. Amen. Above all, I want to say thank you to the Lord God, who has preserved my life and made it possible for me to come and be with you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, I want to say thank you and blessed be your holy name, O God, this morning. Thank you for allowing me to be here, and Almighty Father, for this opportunity you've given me to stand, O God, in front of your people and be just a vessel of God. I just want to simply humble myself and commit myself in your hands and pray that, Lord, you use me your own way. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. First, before I preach, I want to give you a background story to the message that I'm going to preach this morning. It's a story in the book of Genesis chapter 38. I'm going to be preaching from that chapter. And it's about Judah and Tamar. After Judah and his brothers sold Joseph, he decided to leave his brothers and go to a nearby city and live with his friend. While he was there, he fell in love with a young woman and married her. And in the process, they had three children, all of them sons. And then the firstborn married a lady named Tamar. And because this young man was not good, or he was wicked in the sight of the Lord decided to take his life. And I think by custom, they inherit women and wives. So they decided to give the young brother to take over the wife so that he can bear children on behalf of the late brother. Even in Zambia, there are some tribes that have what we call inheritance. You inherit the wife of your late brother. So you can have children with her, not for you, but for your late brother. So this young man, after he inherited the wife of his brother, did not like the idea of bearing children for his brother. So he decided to start spilling his semen on the ground. And the Lord was not happy with that either. He killed him for doing that. And so the father Judah had only one son left. And this young the son was young. So he began to think twice. My two sons are dead. They have been both married to this woman. So if I give my third born to her, he might die as well. So he decided to play a trick on the woman and said, "Why don't you go back to your father? When my young son is old enough to marry you, I'm going to call you and you take he's going to be your husband." So the woman went to her father, and as a widow, after many years, Judah could not release the boy to marry that woman. In the process of time, the wife to Judah passed on. And then one day, Judah decided to go back and try to see his animals. On his way, when he decided to go, then the Tamar, the young woman, the daughter-in-law, heard about it, and it was actually on the way where she was staying. So she decided to play a trick on the father-in-law as well. So she took off her widow clothes and put on something else, veil, the gown, or whatever she was putting on, and disguised herself and sat by the roadside. And the father-in-law was passing and saw this beautiful woman sitting by the roadside, and he thought she was a prostitute. So he decided to propose. After proposal, the lady said, "What are you going to give me?" He said, "I'm going to send you a goat." And the lady said, "Okay, that's fine, but I need surety. What are you going to leave with me that will compel you to send the goat to me?" The man said, "Well, what do you want?" And she said, "Give me a seal. Give me your staff." And the man said, "Okay, that's fine." So he gave her the staff and the seal. 3 months later, before that, actually, the man, Judah, decided to send the cow the God through his friend. But the prostitute was not there. A friend went around trying to find out where the prostitute was, but everybody said there's never been a prostitute in the area. He went back and told Judah, and Judah said, well, let her keep it. Keep the stuff and everything she got. 3 months later, Judah received a message. Your daughter-in-law is pregnant. He was furious. And he said, what? She's pregnant? She must have been, you know, she's still like the part of the family because she wasn't released yet. So he got mad that she was pregnant out of wedlock. He got mad and said, bring her out so they can stone her and kill her. As they were bringing her out, she said, I have some things I want to give out, and you have to examine them and find out, because the owner of these things I have is actually the father of my, or rather, the one responsible for my pregnancy. She produced those things. It was a staff, and it was the seal. When he saw the staff and he saw the seal, then he knew that, well, she was actually more honest and righteous than he was. So he decided to keep her alive. Hallelujah. That's the background story of the message that I want to present to you this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about spiritual breakthrough. Spiritual breakthrough. This conference is a breakthrough conference. So the Lord has laid upon my heart, to speak on the spiritual breakthrough. I was praying and I was saying, God, what am I going to preach this at this conference? And the Lord just laid this message on my heart. Some of my friends, like Cynthia, heard a brief message on the spiritual breakthrough from this passage of Scripture. So turn with me to the book of Genesis 38, verse 27 through to 30. Genesis 38, 27. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin brothers, boys in her womb. As she was giving birth, one of them put out his hand. So the midwife took a scarlet thread and tied it on his wrist and said, this one came out first. But when he drew back his hand, his brother came out. And she said, so this is how you have broken out. And he was named Perez. Then his brother, who had the scarlet thread on his wrist, came out, and he was given the name of Zerah. Hallelujah. This is an interesting story that when I read it, it blesses my heart, because I see breakthrough in this passage of Scripture. Now, before I go any further, give a brief definition of breakthrough, which I know you already know. Breakthrough is making a way through an obstacle or making achievements. There are many things that stand in our way, many things that block our progress. And we want to break through so that we can be on the other side and not be on this side. Now, an obstacle hinders us from achieving our goals, achieving our objectives. Hallelujah. And so if we are going to have spiritual breakthrough in our lives, we've got to break through from where we are to where God wants us to be. If we remain where we are,
will not achieve the breakthroughs that God wants us to achieve. Now, for these breakthroughs to take place, there are three ingredients that I want to talk about. Number one is courage to step out into the unknown by faith. Number two is willingness to surrender certain things or issues. Number four, making uncommon moves and decisions. Things that we are going to see in this passage of Scripture that I have just read. So we begin with the first one, courage to step out into the unknown by faith. I want us to look at Perez. We have just read what Perez did. When his big brother came out of the womb, Perez decided to step out first. He stepped out into the area or the place that he was not familiar with. He stepped out by faith, out of the womb, stepped out by faith after the brother went back. Let me put it this way. His big brother took out his hand. When he took out his hand, something strange happened. The midwife grabbed its hand and put a red scarlet on him. And he decided, no, something out there that I don't know of is grabbing my hand. It was scary and decided to withdraw back. And so probably they had a little bit of a chat and said, something grabbed my hand. And then the young brother said, bet I'm going to step out. I want to meet whatever is out there. So he stepped out by faith. And when he did that, actually that step of faith made Perez become one of the people in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. The step of faith earned him a place in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 3. You find that Judah had two children, Perez and Zerah, and then the lineage continues with Perez instead of Zerah. Hallelujah. Now what I see here, I see Perez taking the place that Zerah was supposed to take, simply because Perez decided to step out by faith into the area that he was not familiar with, and he earned a place in that genealogy. Hallelujah. Now, when Perez came out, that action shocked the midwife. The action of Perez coming out after the other one had put out his hand shocked the midwife. And the midwife said, wow. Wow. Hallelujah. The midwife said, how have you broken through? How have you broken forth? In New American Standard Version, it says, what a breach you have made for yourself. It's like saying, well, you have broken the record. Hallelujah. So Perez was named Perez. In other words, he was named Breakthrough, simply because he came out by faith and removed everything that was standing in his way. Hallelujah. Beloveds, I want to pray and speak to you right now that when you step out by faith, you are going to shock all people around you. And the whole world that is going to hear about your breakthrough will be shocked by that breakthrough. Because the power of the Holy Spirit is going to rest upon you, and you are going to be known by your breakthroughs. Just like Perez, who was known to be a Perez because he had broken forth. So your name and your name is going to be known by the breakthroughs that you are going to achieve in your life as you step out by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But if you are going to be a recipient of this breakthrough, there are certain things that you need to do. You need to learn to take risks like Perez. Hallelujah. Taking a risk in order for you to break through in your spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know that risks sometimes are not comfortable because you don't know what's going to happen. Because you don't know what's going to happen when you take a risk. But when you do, you discover that the hand of the Lord is going to be upon you. You discover that the power of the Holy Spirit is going to rest upon you. You discover that the Almighty God is going to overshadow you because you have taken a risk and in trust, taken a risk, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that He is going to see you through in whatever you are doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to challenge us this morning to step out by faith. Let's not be afraid to actually step out by faith and meet the challenges that we might find in our way. Dr. Joel wrote a book about challenging your challenges. And I am calling upon all of us here to make sure that when we see our challenges coming in our way, let us make sure we challenge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us challenge our challenges, because challenges are actually good for us. Challenges are good for us. They give us an opportunity to trust God, an opportunity to believe in God, an opportunity to see the power of the Holy Spirit come forth, the power of the Holy Spirit move in our lives. So when we see a challenge, let's not avoid it. Let us take that as an opportunity to actually see the power of God. This young boy, the baby, when he came out, when he brought out his hand, there was a challenge. Then he decided to avoid the challenge and went back, and a lot was lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Challenges in our lives, they provide an opportunity for us to trust God for the spirit of breakthrough. I normally tell my congregation that when a challenge comes, don't run away from it. Don't run away from it. Face it head on. For example, Samson, when he was going to Timnah, He met a challenge on his way. The lion, a young lion. If he had run away from the young lion, that challenge, on his way back, he was not going to find a young lion. He was going to find a big lion waiting for him. Hallelujah. But he was able to meet the challenge and face the challenge head on. And he saw the power of God come upon him, and he was able to tear the lion apart. And afterwards, there was something sweet that was found in the lion. Hallelujah. So when challenges come in our way, let us not avoid them. Let us see it as an opportunity to trust God, an opportunity to see the power of the Holy Spirit manifesting, an opportunity to see the victories of God. Hallelujah. And this leads me to my second point. We need to be willing to surrender certain things, certain issues in our lives. Hallelujah. There are many things that actually we need to look at in our lives. Certain things that we need to surrender before our God. Certain issues that, may stand in our way and may stand in our breakthroughs. Certain things that may hinder us from achieving the goal that God has for us, from achieving the destinies that God has marked out for us. certain things that we need to surrender before our living God. There are certain things in our lives that we are still hanging on. And these things that we are still hanging on, they are actually slowing down our progress. They are slowing down our spiritual breakthroughs. They are slowing down our achievements. If we are to see spiritual breakthrough, let us surrender those things that might hinder us. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. Let us lay aside certain things in our lives. Let us lay aside sins in our lives so that we can have a breakthrough in everything we do. There are many times we try to step out by faith. We want to step out into our destinies. But issues stand in our way. We want to step out into our destinies. But there are some issues that need serious or urgent attention in our lives. God wants us to break through. God wants us to move from where we are to another level in our spiritual walk with God. And on another level in our lives. But there are issues that need us to attend to and see to it that they are out of our way. Sometimes everything looks good on the outside. Everybody will look at us and say, this is a holy man of God. This is a wonderful brother. This is a wonderful sister. But we ourselves know the issues that are burning in our lives. Issues that are actually, you know, keeping us away from experiencing the fullness of God in our lives. No one else will know about them because these are some of the things that are actually hidden within us. And I'm calling upon us this morning that we lay down these issues before the Lord so that we can allow the flow of the Holy Spirit. We can allow the power of God to move in us and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to move us and to bless us. Hallelujah. There are so many things that easily entangle us. Things that we have many times repented before the Lord and said, God, forgive me about this. God, forgive me about that. But we go back to them. We easily entangled into these things. We want to see breakthroughs in our lives. Let us lay down the weight. Let us lay down these things, the issues. Let us attend to these issues. Hallelujah. Sometimes our issues might be even fear of the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. Like I was just saying, Zerah had the fear to come out. He tried to step out by putting the hand out and changed his mind. Like many of us do. We change our mind suddenly. When something wonderful is about to happen in our lives, we change our mind. We make wrong decisions. When Zerah feared and took back his hand, that changed his destiny. Not for the good. His name is found quite all right in the genealogy, but the lineage does not continue with him. We only hear him mentioned and nothing else. Why? Because this issue, fear of the unknown, costed him his destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. while Perez sacrificed and gave up his stuff for the sake of destiny. Perez sacrificed his stuff for the sake of destiny. You might ask yourself a question. What did Perez have to sacrifice? He was just a small baby in the womb. Had nothing yet. Not even born. What did he have to surrender? What did he have to sacrifice? Well, there are three things that Perez sacrificed. Three things that are found in the mother's womb. Number one, warmth. He was enjoying good weather. It's not like Texas, there inside there, 100 degrees plus. It's not cold either. It's warm. It's a nice environment. A nice place to be. The baby enjoys swimming in the mother's womb. It's good. It's nice. He was able to surrender the warmth. He was able to surrender the good environment. Hallelujah. Secondly, protection. It was safe there. The environment was safe. Very peaceful. No sense of fear. No worries. Because everything is taken by the mother. The mother makes sure that the baby is protected. The baby has no worries. When he was stepping out, he had to leave these things behind. The third one is nourishment. Good food from mom. All the good stuff mama eats, the best of it goes to him. Hallelujah. The best stuff goes to him. And sometimes he would dictate what he wanted to eat. And you see mama saying, I don't like that stuff, it stinks. Hallelujah. And she begins to ask the husband, can I have this? And that thing she's asking is out of season. And the husband is running throughout the town looking for the stuff. I believe you brothers, men, you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. He dictated what he wanted to eat sometimes. It was good. But Perez had to sacrifice. Perez had to sacrifice and come out of his comfort zone. Come out of all his wonderful environment. And I want to challenge us this morning. There are some of us here who have not come out of our comfort zones. You are still in your nest because your nest feels comfortable. Because you feel safe. Because you feel this is a good place for you to be. But I want to challenge you this morning. I want you to come out of your comfort zones for the sake of destiny, for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of ministry. Get out of your comfort zone and go where God wants you to be. Make sure you do what God wants you to do. Some of you are putting off the calling of God on your lives simply because you know what's going to cost you. You know it's going to cost me this. You know it's going to cost me that. And you don't want to give them up because you know if you decide to go into ministry, There are certain things that you've got to trim in your life. Listen to me. When you begin to serve God, when you begin to take care of the things of God, God will begin to take care of the things of your, of yourself. Hallelujah. Perez came out. Came out of his comfort zone. Left all his goodies. And stepped out into the unknown. And he started a brand new life. When you step out, you start a brand new life. Trusting in the Almighty God. And have the power of the Holy Spirit over your life. Hallelujah. Get involved into ministry. Get involved in missions. Get involved in what God is doing in this world. Then you will see the hand of God. You will see breakthrough in almost anything you touch. It's a blessing to touch lives. It's a blessing to change lives. There are people out there who are suffering. There are people out there who need our touch. Just our presence. Just even our presence will matter for them, to them. But when you stick in your nest, no one will actually bless those people who touch those lives. Listen to me. There is someone waiting out there to be touched by you. Many people will preach the gospel to them. They'll never receive Jesus Christ. They are waiting for you. Because God designed that when you preach to that person, he or she will give his life to Jesus. You know, I hear many people complaining in my country. There are so many churches that have mushroomed in the city. There's this church here and this church here and so forth and so on. And they're complaining about it and they're saying, but why, especially you Pentecostals, why are you so divided, as they put it? But you see, I keep telling them that, you know, there are people out there who will never be touched by the existing churches in the area, but the church that I plant. Did you hear that? There are people even here in Texas, in Lindale, who will never give their lives to Jesus, who will never enter into any church building. They are waiting for your ministry. Hallelujah. You will wonder sometimes, you preach to your brother, you preach to your sister, and they're not giving their lives to Jesus. And you're saying, what's wrong with these people? I've prayed for them and I've talked to them about Jesus, and they're not giving their life to Jesus. Your neighbor comes and knocks on the door and shares Jesus. And they are on their knees, crying and giving their lives to Jesus. And you're saying, what's going on? This is the same message I was preaching. Hallelujah. If you never step out, some people are not going to give their lives to Jesus. That's why the Bible says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. The third thing is making uncommon moves and decisions. When you look at this story, Perez noticed that his brother was dilly-dallying. He was standing in his way, dilly-dallying undecided. Didn't know what to do, whether to go out or to stay. When Perez looked at his brother, he said to himself, "He's delaying me. He's delaying me. I want to go out there. He's standing on my way." So what he did, he said, "Brother, out of my way." He pushed him out of his way. He said, "Excuse me, brother. I am going to go out." He came out and left the brother outside, inside. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to your neighbor right now and say, "Excuse me, brother. Excuse me, sister. I want to go out." Hallelujah. You know, there are certain people, certain things that we need to push aside. Sometimes our families can be standing in our way. Our jobs standing in our way. Some things that we like standing in our way. Let's say, "Excuse me, I have a mission to accomplish. And I am going to go out there and do what God Almighty wants me to do." Do not allow anything stand in your way. If anything tries to come in your way, "Excuse me, I want to pass." Hallelujah. He excused his brother and came out. And when he did, it was a shocking experience for all the people around the little one. He made a quick decision. He made a quick move. Sometimes when God begins to minister to our hearts and telling us what he wants us to do, we dilly-dally a lot. Let us learn to make quick decisions. Uncommon decisions. Uncommon moves that will usher us into our destinies to the glory of the Almighty God. Because the Lord God who created you and me designed us to fulfill certain things. He designed us to do what he wants us to do, not what we want to do. We have been tailor-made to fulfill what he wants in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes it could be our neighbors standing in our way. "Excuse me, I want to pass." When we make these quick moves, when we make these uncommon decisions, they'll open up a wide range of opportunities for us. Opportunities to minister, opportunities to do God a great service, opportunities to help people, touch lives and change lives. Opportunities to see spiritual breakthrough. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will descend upon us because we have decided to give our lives and to give everything to God and push everything aside so that we can be the vessels of God. Hallelujah. In conclusion, I want us, beloveds, to look to God. I have talked to you about the courage to step out by faith, willingness to surrender to the Lord, our issues, and the decisions, uncommon decisions, uncommon moves that will open a wide range of doors and opportunities for us to minister. I just want us to seek God. Just want us to kneel before the Lord and stand before the Lord and pray to the Lord and say, God, what do you want me to do? How am I going to see this breakthrough take place in my life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to release his special anointing on his children. Anointing for breakthroughs. Anointing to be able to accomplish that which God has laid on your life. I want to prophesy to you this morning that during this conference, your lives will never be the same. There is going to be breakthrough in your lives. Because you are not here by mistake. God ordained that you be here, and God has got a package for you. Reach out and get your package. And you never, never go out there and be the same again. I just want us to stand as we